Clearly, we're fast-tracking this project, and we want to see results by the end of the year. The schools, as I've indicated, will employ these assistants on a contract, which will conclude in November when we would do the assessment. Clearly, we're going to be evaluating throughout the course of the year, so that when, for instance, we sit down with the unions again in August, I think it is, SG, mm-hmm. that we'd be able to get some at least interim sense as to how the program is going. We're very excited by the project, and as you all know, that in terms of our human capital strategy, the general education and training band, the grades R-9, we believe is the critical foundation for all learning. And I think that if we begin to make impact at this level, I think we would begin to see more of our learners reaching the FET band, reaching grade 10, and actually in terms of our matric results as well, eventually seeing that improving, although clearly this is just one intervention amongst a number. We also think that by creating 500 jobs, we'd also be assisting in terms of the overall objective of the expanded public works program. And as I've indicated, this strategy is very critical to our overall human capital strategy. So that's the background, that's the information. It is, as I've indicated, a pilot, but central to our number one priority in this province, which is efforts to strengthen and boost our literacy and numeracy intervention.